Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday I shared with you the thought about let Earth receive her King. And I shared with you a number of scriptures beginning back in the time of the Garden of Eden in Genesis, where God promised to humanity the coming of a Redeemer. And indeed he did come. The Gospels record the coming of Christ as a baby, and he came. He left the presence of God his Father and came to a sin-cursed earth, and he did come. 2,000 years ago, Christ came. Zechariah, another prophet in chapter 9, also recorded here, the promise of his coming. He says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy King cometh unto thee. He is just, having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." So there we have another prophecy, and indeed he did come just as Zechariah prophesied here. It happened exactly as he said. So approximately 4,000 years from Adam, Christ the Redeemer comes at last. In God's perfect timing, the King of Kings arrived. Let Earth receive her King. But Christ didn't come in a way that we would expect a king to come. He was not born into a noble family. His earthly parents were poor in this world's goods. There was no special earthly announcement. There was no royal announcement from the palace. There was no fireworks display. There were no couriers that ran from here to there with a royal announcement that a king was born. You know, in today's world, if a king is born, if a little child is born of royal descent, my, it's splashed all over the news. The world knows about it. But when Christ came, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when he arrived here the first time in this world, there was no royal announcement. Instead, angels announced his birth to shepherds on the Judean hills. It was not a prince or a nobleman that came with the message. It was shepherds. It was angels. And, shepherds were men of lowly class, near the bottom of the pole in social status of that day. They didn't come to a royal family or to very important persons. No, the angels came to the shepherds. There were wise men that saw his star in the east, and they came to worship him. However, even though all the Jews of that day were looking for the Messiah, few people recognized him when he came. What a tragedy. Besides the shepherds and the wise men, there are only two people recorded in the scriptures that knew him when he came. Now, there may have been others that we don't have record of, but we have record of two in Luke 2. And I'm going to take the time to read a couple verses there in Luke 2 that gives us the glimpse into a little window there into the time of history there where there were two people of God, two of God's children that recognized through the Holy Spirit that their King, the Messiah, had come. I'll begin reading in Luke 2, verse 25, and it says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Israel. There we have it. Simeon and Anna met the Lord Jesus Christ as a small child there in the temple when Joseph and Mary, his earthly parents, brought him there. How could it be that so many people who had studied the prophets and were looking for the Messiah missed his coming? How could that be? Were their expectations wrong? Was there not sufficient evidence in the words of the prophets? How is it that only a few people recognized him? Had not John the Baptist already been preparing the way for his coming? He told the people plainly that Christ's coming was at hand. So what went wrong? How did they miss it? As people come to know him and observe him in his short ministry here, there were those that did believe on him, but by far the vast majority rejected Christ. What a tragedy. Think about that. As Christ grew and ministered here, in the time of his short ministry, most people rejected him. And that's exactly what the prophet Isaiah said would happen. He was conceived before his parents were officially married. He was not a handsome man. He did not get involved in politics. He exposed their sinfulness. Christ simply didn't fit their belief system. My. But that was their king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let earth receive her king. Many of the Jewish people did not. How about people today? Will you receive the king? The Lord Jesus Christ, let earth receive her King. Well, we'll continue our thoughts here tomorrow and consider that. Have you received the King of Kings into your life? If you have it, little friend, you don't know what you're missing. May God bless your day abundantly. Consider these things. Many people today do not receive Christ as King. Let's not reject him. Let's receive the King.